So these are the six God of us. There's quite a lot more that could be said about them, and perhaps some of you would like to take up the study of the six God of us, this particular set of terms, in the course of a study group. But the six God of us certainly do illustrate the importance of the place that respect, honour, veneration, worship, etc., occupy in the spiritual life. As we've seen this evening, respect, paying of respect, paying of honour, occupied an important place in the Buddha's own spiritual life. Not just before his attainment of enlightenment, but even afterwards. So we can see that the Buddha is not just a meditating Buddha, not just a teaching Buddha, he is also a worshipping Buddha. And it's important that we should remember this. It's important that we should see the importance of discerning the Buddha in this way. And it's particularly important that we should see this on the present occasion when we are, after all, celebrating the Buddha's attainment of enlightenment. When we're not just celebrating it, but perhaps are, certainly will be, worshipping the Buddha. And we may say that the greater the place that we can give in our life, in our own spiritual life, to paying honour, to respect, to veneration, to worship, the more certain we can be that one day we shall attain whatever the Buddha himself attained. The more certain we shall be that one day we shall be able to worship as the Buddha himself worshipped.